Welcome to Orthodox Life with Father Jason Roll, who will speak with Orthodox young adults and emerging leaders to discuss contemporary moral issues and teachings of the faith.
Hey everyone, Christ is risen. Christos Anesti. Let's begin with a prayer. Christ, our risen Lord, we ask that you open our hearts and minds as we continue to do our best to become stronger on our spiritual journey and grow closer to you, now and forever into the ages of ages. Amen. Welcome to Orthodox Life with Father Jason. Let's get started. Yesterday, we celebrated Pascha, or Easter, and the joyous resurrection of Jesus Christ. And for the rest of the week, we Orthodox Christians celebrate what is called Bright Week. This entire week following Pascha is to be set aside by us for the celebration of the resurrection. According to the 66th canon of the Council in Trullo, it reads, "From the holy day of the resurrection of Christ our God until New Sunday, or Thomas Sunday, for a whole week, the faithful in the holy churches should continually be repeating psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, rejoicing and celebrating Christ, and attending to the reading of the divine scriptures and delighting in the holy mysteries. For in this way shall we be exalted with Christ, raised up together with him." And the canon continues, but the message really is that this week, we rejoice. Now, I know to some of us, we think, well, a bright week, yeah, that means we get to pig out and eat whatever we want. But let's take a step back. For 40 days, we have fasted, you know, we have prayed more than usual, we attended church services more than normal, tried harder to love our neighbor, and asked for forgiveness from our enemies and loved ones. You know, we have gone out of our way to try harder to be a better Christian and live our faith, the way it's meant to be lived as we fend off our worldly distractions. And when Pascha came and we started to sing Christos Anesti or Christ is Risen, we felt, an unexplainable joy, a joy that may have even been marked by tears. The tears of feeling not only the joy Pascha brings, but experiencing the results of our hard work. I mean, I guess the visual I have is, this feeling is like a runner finishing a marathon or a tennis player winning Wimbledon. You know, we are rewarded for our hard spiritual work with a spiritual gift of feeling what Pascha does for our hopes as a Christian. That means, Bright Week is symbolically our victory lap. We ran a good race, and we are rejoicing in the victory. I can picture a sprinter at the Olympics wearing the U.S. flag around their back as they, jog around the track, enjoying the victory. But what happens after the cameras go off? Does the sprinter keep running? Does he or she just go home? Do they stop training? Better yet, do they get ready for the next big thing? We have worked hard during Lent, and we have felt the results. Our lives inevitably were a little different for 40 days, and we have changed for the good. We've witnessed the resurrection during the Anastasi or resurrection service, and feel this wonderful hope and warmth of the Holy Spirit. And we are now taking our victory lap this week during Bright Week. But now what? Do we go back to old habits we had before the 40 days? Do we return to who we were before Lent? Or, do we embrace these changes and get ready for the next big thing? Moreover, let's take it a step further. Let's say we decided to cut carbs and, remove our intake of fried foods out of our diet and we joined a gym. And for 40 days, we stay disciplined and we have seen the results. We feel better, we feel stronger, and we have a lot of natural positive energy, just like the health literature we read told us that we would feel. But now that the 40 days are over and we feel this reward, do we now go back to old habits? Do we return to eating poorly and, quit the gym and stop working out? Yeah, I'd like to think the answer is, well, no. You see, we've changed. I'd even dare to say we improved. On how we focused on God for 40 days. We started slow, but we ended strong. We're now rejoicing in his resurrection. But are we going to go back to how we were the few days before Lent started? Let's not go back to some old habits. Let us not stop going to the gym. Let us embrace this new feeling. Let's stay spiritually healthy. Let's stay in shape. Now, I know it happens sometimes where, we do good and we see our results and we tend to take a step back. But how much sense does it say, or how much sense does it make to say, I went to the gym for 40 days and worked out and I lost 15 pounds. And then, on top of that, I've gained 15 pounds in muscle and I have all this energy. Well, time to stop now. Let's get a bag of Doritos and park it in front of my Xbox for the next month. I know that's being dramatic, but you get the idea. We want to keep doing the hard right and stop doing the easy wrong. If diet and exercise were easy, everyone would have high energy and be in great shape. Well, our faith and spiritual journey is no different. If being a Christian and trying to, live a strong Orthodox life was easy, then everyone would be in great shape. But being a Christian is hard. It takes a lot of work and a lot of training. We must eat right and exercise to feel healthy as much as possible. Well, similarly, we must pray often, attend services, regularly or as much as we can, and continue to try and love our friends and enemies in order to feel connected to God. This type of exercise shouldn't stop. Maybe the intensity doesn't have to be as strong all the time, but we need to continue some form of discipline in order to remain spiritually healthy. You could almost look at Lent and the continuation after like a good military soldier. Lent is like the boot camp, and now we are ready to report for duty. But again, I realize it's just really easy to say, I know. But the good news is this. It's not like we were saying today, diet starts Monday. The good news is we have been dieting already for 40 days. Moreover, we have been focusing on God already for all this time. I'm not really saying we need to continue the strict regimen that we do for Lent, unless, of course, you're up for it. I'm just saying in the spirit of Lent, let us, not return to old habits. Let's learn from this commitment and this experience and stay focused on God more than we have in the past. More in the past prior to Lent. Just like someone who is disciplined in regards to staying in shape, that person is going to have pizza or ice cream once in a while, and that's okay. As long as our discipline is about focusing on God in the same spirit of the Lenten season, then we are not returning to old habits. In that same spirit, we should kindly remember that no one person's journey is the same as anyone else's. Just like in the spirit of Great Lent, the focus of day-to-day Christianity is not to compare ourselves to others, but just to focus on our own Orthodox life and, attaining reasonable and measurable goals unique to where we are in our own journey. So circling back, we've gone over 40 days. We have already taken the baby steps necessary to form what we might even call a new habit. All I'm trying to offer is let's keep going. Change does take time and habits definitely don't break overnight. But we have already gone 40 days plus Holy Week and now into Bright Week. So let's keep going. Keep a disciplined prayer life. Reintroduce meat back into your diet, but let's continue to fight off being gluttonous about it. Even more important than the food, though, try to continue to focus on God by showing Him, by loving your neighbor, forgiving your enemy, and asking for forgiveness from everybody in your life. Things will inevitably return to what we would call normal before Lent, but we can have a new normal. Take this newfound connection we have with God that we experienced from Pascha and reintroduce that into our normal lives and redefine it. And this is one way to view Bright Week. You know, celebrate Christ's resurrection. Rejoice in this celebration and try to continue our connection with Him. Continue to embrace that inexplainable feeling of the Holy Spirit burning in our chests. You know, even turn around and look how far we have come in 40 days. Feel that, you know, 15 pounds we have shed from all of our spiritual exercise, you know, and be thankful for enjoying the results of our hard work. And even more so, try not to return to patterns that take us away from this feeling we're experiencing right now. Let us fend off the urge to go back to the couch and not quit our exercise regimen. Rejoice this week. And then get back to the gym. Get back to our prayer life. Get back to the sacraments at our church. Get back to loving our neighbor and really trying to forgive our enemies. We've worked way too hard to get in the shape that we're in today. It would be a shame to go so far back when we have come so far in the right direction. And that being said, you know, let's encourage one another to stay in shape. You know, we ran the marathon. Now let's try to continue a more reasonable training, sensible to our daily lives, and be ready for the next big thing. Let us not renew habits that take us away from God. Let's continue in this direction. Let's show our Father, who has risen into heaven, that we are determined to continue to stay spiritually healthy one day at a time. With that, let's close with a prayer. Christ, our risen Father, we thank you for this time together and ask that you help us stay spiritually healthy. Help us to continue what we learn from our Lenten fast and not let any negative habits resurface that take us away from you. We realize this is a difficult task, but we hope to continue to take the baby steps towards this continual struggle and grow closer to you. We kindly ask that you reveal in our hearts your will and the discernment necessary to continue a healthy Orthodox life. Christ is risen from the dead, and by death he has trampled upon death, and to those in the tombs he is bestowing life. Amen. If you have any questions for me, please feel free to email olwfj@myocn.net. Until next time, live Orthodoxy every minute, every day, the best you can. God bless.
You've been listening to Orthodox Life with Father Jason Roll. This has been a production of the Orthodox Christian Network.